alpha and beta tubulin, creating a cytoskeleton structure with which to support the cell. Okay, and to demonstrate this concept of microtubule stability and why we even care about it, I'll use this piece of rope, which I forgot at home. No matter, I can improvise. Please excuse me for taking off my belt, but this is an important concept for you all to understand, and students from previous years have found this demonstration to be quite helpful. And this will be on the final next week. Okay, now that I have your attention. Mind you, this isn't a perfect representation of the structure, but you see how I wrap this belt around my arm? This represents a microtubule. It's stable. It might be a little tight, but with a simple tug, it can come undone. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. We need it to be undone if, for example, the cell just dividing normally. But there are cases where we don't want the cell to divide, and this is where specific medications come in. One way to stop this is to, of course, destabilize the structure so the cell won't live long enough to divide in the first place. Another way, interestingly, is to tighten the structure. Look, now it can't get out. It's trapped and helpless and can't do anything. The cell will eventually die. Any questions? No? Well, we're out of time. The study guide for your final has now been sent out, and I'll see you all Thursday for the final lecture of this course. Wow, I really said trapped and helpless. The fucking belt snap. God, I need to get laid. Even just holding this belt is getting me going. Not that a rope would have been any better. At least all those fucking pre-meds were barely paying attention anyway. The joys of teaching a pre-rec class. Oh, hello. It's time for our weekly meeting, right? Okay, let's head to my office. So, how are you? Hopefully you weren't too bored in class today. No? You're not just saying that because you're face-to-face with me, right? Well, I'm glad you find it interesting. I was actually surprised you're in my intro to cell biology class, since juniors usually take it and you're graduating soon. Yeah, I understand. It can be hard to fit classes in your schedule depending on the semester. Okay, please have a seat and let me just get situated behind my desk and I'll pull up your rubric. So, I can't believe this is our last meeting. How are you feeling about the project? Well, last night I looked at the revisions you made on your thesis, and really solid work in my book. You took all my critique very well. Your methods were solid, and the discussion appropriately explained the conclusions and limitations of the project. And I've blocked out time on my calendar so I can watch your presentation next week. How's your poster going? Great. You're welcome. I'm just glad I could be of help. It was truly a joy to work with you this semester. Yes, really? Have I ever told you that you're one of my best students? Now, don't be so modest. You worked hard. You deserve to be proud. Hell, I'm proud of you. I'm actually a little sad to see you go. Of course, just between you and me, students who are actually interested in this subject are few and far between, and students who are truly willing to put in the work are even more rare. So yes, even after graduation, please don't hesitate to reach out if you ever need anything. My door is always open for you. Hey, are you okay? You just stiffened up a bit and starting to look pretty worried. No, at this point, I can tell when something's wrong. Did I cross the line when complimenting you? If so, I'm so, so sorry. I would never want to make you uncomfortable. Oh. So if it's not that, was it because I brought up graduation? No, no, please talk to me. You're not bothering me at all with your problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're all nervous about finishing this chapter of your life and starting a new one. You may have a job lined up, but you don't know if it's what you really want to do with your degree. You know, what you're feeling is completely normal. So many students come out of college without any idea of what they want to do with their lives. I mean, I was once that student, you know? And I'm not gonna lie, the real world is tough. But you're tougher. Really, I'm not just saying that. I meant everything earlier. You're brilliant and diligent and sure to figure it out eventually. Also, you're young and have plenty of time. If you want to get philosophical about it, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Hey, come on. Look at me. It's gonna be okay. And there's a smile. Did that help? I'm glad. Again, please don't hesitate to reach out if you ever need anything. Now, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you need from me? A hug? Of course. Oh, yes, this does feel nice. You're very warm. And you're very close. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. That was terribly inappropriate. Yes, of course they think you're attractive, and yes, I also felt something between us, but we can't do this. Because you're still technically my student. If we get caught, the dean won't see it that way. We'd both get into trouble. What do you mean this is something else you need from me? Sweetheart, we can't. Fuck. It's getting hard to say no to you when you kiss me like that. When you press your body against mine. Please, sweetheart, you're much too smart for this. What do you mean you don't want to be smart anymore? So let me get this straight. You want me to fuck you and call you all sorts of nasty names and essentially treat you like a whore because you're under a lot of pressure and need a release? Fuck. Don't take your top off. That's not fair. I really don't think you know what you're getting yourself into, sweetheart. Oh, you do? Right. Sure. How the fuck did you know that? Ugh. That is the last time I do that demo in class. You really got all that from me mentioning a rope and snapping my belt? You actually just tricked me into confirming it for you, didn't you? Fuck. You know what? I don't like your attitude right now. Just waltzing in here, teasing me, acting like you can get whatever you want from me. And now you're standing here in the middle of my office in just your bra and that short, tight, fucking skirt of yours. It might be late, You wouldn't even care if someone walks in and sees you, would you? As your professor, I think you need to be taught a lesson. Go lock the door. Good girl. All right, if you really want this, say red if it gets too much. Do you understand? Use your words. Do you understand? And what's the word you say if anything is too much? Good girl. Now come here. Your lips are so soft. Do you like feeling your professor's lips caress your neck, sweetheart? And that sound you just made when I nibbled your ear. Fuck. Let's get this bra off. I need to see what I've been staring at all semester. Yes, sweetheart. I'll admit to that. Oh, you knew, huh? Well, don't you know everything? Your tits just feel so nice in my hands. But you were such a bad girl today, so I'm gonna pinch and twist your nipples. What a shame you were so bad. I might be more gentle otherwise. What a pathetic little squeal. It's almost as if you're enjoying your punishment. Now let me put my mouth on them. God, you're moaning like a whore. And by the way, you're trying to grind your pussy on my thigh. You seem to like it when I call you that. When I call you a whore, a slut, a bimbo. To think, I spent all this time and energy helping you become an educated young woman when you actually wanted to be a brainless little slut. Can't say I blame you. Sometimes a girl just needs to play into stereotypes. I get it. It's like a release. Put your hands on the desk and bend over. I want to see what else you've been teasing me with all semester. You little slut. Where are your panties, huh? Where are your panties? Oh, you forgot? I should have known. Of course a bimbo like you would forget to put them on this morning. Your little whimpers are so cute, and your pussy is practically dripping. I just have to have a taste. You taste so good. Is this what you imagined whenever you wore that tiny skirt to class? Of course I fucking noticed, especially when you drop a pen and bend over right in front of me, showing me a glimpse of your ass. I was trying hard not to look, trying so hard to keep things professional. Look at us now. You gonna come, sweetheart? Yeah? No. You haven't earned it yet. Don't start whining. The belt's coming off. I think it's time I showed you more of what I can do. Hands behind your back. Grab your forearms. Yes? I'm gonna tie you up with my belt. I bet in class your nasty little mind was thinking of me doing this to you. There we go. Trapped and helpless and can't do anything.
Glad you remembered something from today's lecture.
Now get on your knees.
Good girl.
Oh, and look how wide those pretty eyes of yours just got. Now stick out your tongue. Oh, fuck. Good fucking girl. Your tongue feels so fucking good, you little slut. Yeah. Keep sucking on my clit. That's right. That's right. I'm pulling your hair so you can keep looking at me. Not so innocent now, huh? I want to see those beautiful, desperate eyes water as I fuck your face. Have you been thinking about this too, sweetheart? Huh? Have you been thinking about getting on your fucking knees for me all those times we met in my office? I bet you've touched yourself at night thinking of this. Makes me wonder how you became my best student, considering how much time you've probably wasted thinking about me grinding on your fucking mouth. That's it. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, keep going. Keep going, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. That was...
You look
so beautiful with my juices on your face.
I think it's time you get what you deserve, huh?
Get up. Bend over the desk again. Look at you. You're soaking wet. Such a fucking mess. My fingers could just slip right in. Oh, you beg so prettily. You want this, slut? Do you really want this?
Good.
Oh, fuck. You're so fucking tight around my finger. Are you okay?
Yeah?
You want me to keep going? All right. I'll put another finger in, okay? Fuck. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I've thought about this. I've dreamt about burying my fingers deep into your fucking pussy. Your hair in my fist like this. Whenever you walk by in a short fucking skirt, or answered a question in my class, or sat in my office alone with me, just trying to talk about the work you'd done so far. I just wanted to grab you like this and fucking ruin you. But I restrained myself because I thought you were too good for that. Too good to fuck your professor for a better grade. But now I know better. You wouldn't fuck me for a grade. You don't need to. You would fuck me because you're a dirty slut who needs someone to put you in your fucking place. You may be smart, but at your core, you're just a brainless, cum-drunk little whore.
I bet right now there's nothing in that skull of yours. Nothing except the need to come. You want to come, sweetheart? Yeah? Have you learned your lesson? Oh, you don't remember? That's okay. I'll remind you. The lesson is to not fucking tease me like you did. When you present your poster next week, you'll find me in the audience, and you're gonna remember tonight. Because from now on, you're mine. You got that? You're all mine. Felt you clench there. You seem to like that. What a good girl. Okay, sweetheart. I'll play with your clit and I'll let you come. That's right. Fucking come for me. Fucking come for your professor. Fuck. It's practically dripping down your leg. So fucking hot. You really needed that, huh? Easy now, sweetheart. I've got you. Let me, untie your arms, and we can both sit on my chair. That's it. Just lie back into my arms. How was that? Yeah, it was pretty good for me too. I wasn't too rough, was I? And the belt around your arms was okay? Good. You seem a lot more relaxed now. You know, I meant it earlier when I said you're mine. That is, if you would like to go on a date or two. I'll take that as a yes. Ropes? Oh, now, that's a longer conversation for later. Gotta discuss limitations, you know? But, yes. One day, I'll show you the ropes. Hey, it's late, and I know you still need to study. Let me drive you home. Let's get your clothes back on, and, here, take my jacket. I doubt anyone will see us. It's no trouble at all. Whatever you need, remember? Come find me after graduation, okay?